Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thanks. Thanks for joining us again this week. Looking at this latest bomb attack, we know that ISIS have claimed responsibility, but do we know exactly what's actually triggered this latest bombing campaign?
Well, it's a part of a campaign to destabilize Pakistani politics, which, of course, are never very stable at the best of times. And, of course, the Islamic State and the Pakistani Taliban are both involved, but they're terrorist rivals. So they're both trying to set up a situation where they would be more influential in the Pakistani political situation. There are also allegations that some elements in the military might be involved. Certainly the military have quite close links to the Taliban. So it's a very volatile, difficult situation, and it has been accompanied by a great deal of terrorist violence.
This is only the second time that the country has seen a democratic transition of power. Could we see it go backwards?
Not in the sense of a likely military takeover. The military appear to be content to work through civilian politicians. And certainly it's been apparent that the military have strongly backed Imran Khan because they fell out with the Muslim League of Nawaz Sharif, the previous prime minister. So it is at least likely that the military will be content with Imran Khan as prime minister, but in a situation where he is clearly beholden to military support for his victory, and won't be able to take independent policy positions in any area of consequence, contrary to the military's desires.
It's quite interesting you say that, because Imran Khan, he's obviously had a substantial lead on the polling, very popular within the country, and indeed, given his career as an international cricketer, he's been fairly popular outside of Pakistan as well. He ran on a kind of platform of change, in inverted commas, but with this kind of being beholden to the military, do we expect much change to actually occur?
Well, you're right, of course, there are doubts about that. Firstly, there are doubts about Imran Khan's political talent, whether he's really got the political nous to run a government effectively and push through change. And the fact that he's been trying to break into politics for the last 10 years and has only been successful because of his ties to the military, or rather because the military has decided to support him, will limit his freedom of action. He does have some area of support, particularly among young people, because his message of a new Pakistan appeals to young people. So he has some independent political support, but I think there's general cynicism that he'd be able to translate that into effective government action.
I mean, do we have any real idea of what his policies look like apart from changing the system?
No. He's as many politicians do, he's decided to keep his appeal broad and based on this slogan of a new Pakistan without committing himself to definite policies. One area of concern is that his rhetoric has been very anti-American, and in a situation where the Trump administration has put his relationship with Pakistan in the refrigerator, this may exacerbate relations between Pakistan and the US, which are in a bad state at the moment.
I mean, we can see the situation with Iran this week, that Donald Trump sometimes just looking for an excuse.
Well, yes, he prefers to make threats rather than engage in diplomacy. There's a comparison here, of course, that Trump, as a non-politician, coming to government reasonably late in life. Imran Khan is somewhat in the same situation. He's 65 years old. So you've got two people with a similar lack of experience in government, likely to go head-to-head.
Well, that kind of brings me to my final point there, Kevin. I mean, we've got these different factors. We've got the bombings that are occurring. We've got something of a political novice that's now, taken over the hot seat of the country. And indeed, the other countries that Khan was running against, every party except for Imran Khan's party, are claiming that there was vote tampering in this election, which, you know, given that he has the backing of the military there, is always a possibility. What is your feeling for the political stability of the region going forward?
Well, Pakistani politics will always be up and down. The other two major parties, the Muslim League and the People's Progress Party, which is led by the Bhutto family, could well stage a comeback. Imran Khan doesn't have the numbers to govern in his own right. He'll have to form a coalition, probably with ultra-Islamist parties, which also have links to the military. So it's unlikely, one can hope, but it's unlikely that Imran Khan will be able to form a strong, coherent government that will take the country forward.
Well, Kevin, thank you very much. I really do appreciate having a chat with us about this one this morning.